بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، رب زدني علما، ربي لا أسر ولا تؤسر واتمم بالخير. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers, ulama ikram, and my dear friends. We give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it is only His fazal and karam upon us. Allah ta'ala brings us to His masjid. Allah ta'ala grant us the opportunity of making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not something that everybody gives given an opportunity to. So many people out there, my dear friends, have Islam, Muslim name, but Allah Ta'ala hasn't invited them to His masjid, and neither Allah Ta'ala has granted them the opportunity of making sajda. So whatever we have, my dear friends, whatever is that we have done at Asr Salah with Jamaat, this is a tawfiq only from Allah. Nobody else except Allah. Whatever we have, my dear friends, is only from Allah. Everything. This health that we have, the wealth that we have, the time that we have, the food that is presented to us, the water that is presented to us, every single thing that we have, my dear friends, this is only from Allah. In that our intelligence, neither is it our birthright, nothing. Except Allah Ta'ala has made it possible for us to get what Allah has given us. One brother one day mentioned, mashallah, in his bayan, he said, imagine on the day you were born, look at water as a ni'mat from Allah. He says, the day that you were born, Allah Ta'ala told you, oh my banda, you're going to live for so many years. And in so many years, you're going to use so much of water. How many million liters of water you're going to use for the entire period that you're going to live? There's your water, you look after it, you maintain it, you use it as you wish to use it. Each one of us. What would be our condition? Where do you look after that water? How do we look after that water? How much water do we use? Today we just open the tap, mashallah. Food, if Allah Ta'ala had to tell you about our life, you're going to live, so much of food you're going to eat, there's your food, look after it, maintain it, use it as you want. Today when Allah Ta'ala presents food in front of us, my dear friends, how much of shukr do we make to Allah Ta'ala for the food Allah Ta'ala has given us? So all the things Allah has given us, my dear friends, this is only from Allah, nothing to do with us. So even this iman Allah has given us, my dear friends, this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the greatest ni'mats a person can have. Nothing more greater than that. Allah has blessed him with this kalima la ilaha illallah. This is only from Allah also. What did we do? Did we apply? Did any of us apply? Make an application for me, Allah. My name must be Muhammad. I must be born in this family. I must be born in this time. I must be given Islam. I must be given Iman. Any of us apply? None of us. Allah made it possible for us to be like that, my dear friends. Allah brought us in this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another great ni'mat from Allah. To be in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever we have, this Iman Allah has given us, this is only from Allah. Islam is only from Allah, my dear friends. And what does this demand, kalima demand from us? Is kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That we turn our attention only to Allah. And everything that happens, whatever it is, happens, good or bad, this is only from Allah. If Allah Ta'ala has willed so much of money to come to you, or so much of wealth to come to you, or so much of food to come to you, only that amount will come to you with Allah's will. The whole world can get together, put together and say, I want to give this person something. Nothing more than Allah Ta'ala's will will come to him. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing more. If Allah wills that this person should not get something, put the whole world together. Everybody get together. Everybody wants to do something to help this person. Nothing. Not more than Allah Ta'ala's will come to him. Nothing less, nothing more. Breath. How many breaths a day do we take? Nothing more, nothing less will come to you. Your mouth is written. That's it. Nothing, not one breath less, not one breath more. Not one less scent you will learn, not one less, one more scent you will learn, except what Allah Ta'ala has willed. Everything is only from Allah. So we have to make, give this da'wah every day, speak about Allah Ta'ala every day. We have to remind each other every day. I was saying the brothers this morning in the bayan also, my dear friends, you know when you're presenting your money in front of the shopkeeper, when you took out the money from your pocket, the money's in your pocket, it's your money, you've earned, you worked hard, you earned it, you got it in your pocket. And when you're presenting that money to the shopkeeper for the loaf of bread or for that milk, you see, at that time, we should remind ourselves that this is from Allah. Ya Allah, this milk is from you. Ya Allah, this water is from you. Ya Allah, this bread is from you. This money is not buying it. Cannot buy it. Cannot give it to me. And I think when we had the looting that took place many years ago, the lesson first we learned. What lesson did we learn? Did we take lesson from it? That many people with millions of rands in their bank account or millions of rands in their pocket in regards with card could not buy a loaf of bread. Could not buy a liter of milk. All the money was there. Couldn't get anything. Allah showed us, my dear friends. But how many of us have taken lesson from this? That everything happens only with the will of Allah. So this kalima, la ilaha illallah, demands this from us, my dear friends. So we make this effort on our heart. The more we speak about Allah, today Allah unfortunately has one of my claims to us, we can speak about everything else under the sun because our hearts are attached to it. Ask the youngsters today, not even the youngsters today, some of the older people also speak about the different sports that they enjoy and the discussions that will take place about this person and this personality and that personality and how good he is and how much money he earns and how much he does and what he does. How many goals he scored, all the different aspects of it, they talk about it all the time. We also fall in that place sometimes also when we sit in the company of these people. But how many of us can sit and talk for hours on Allah? How much Allah has done for us, how much Allah has did for us, how much Allah will do for us, how much more Allah is going to do for us, my dear friends. This is what we have to do, make an effort on, my dear friends. This is kalima la ilaha illallah. To take out the yaqeen of this from this heart, of makhluk. Take out the yakin of makhluk. The creation must come out from the heart and the creator should come in the heart. That the creator is the one who is doing everything. Makhluk cannot do anything, my dear friends. Makhluk will not benefit us. Makhluk will not harm us. Only what Allah has willed, that amount of harm will come to us, that amount of benefit will come to us. Nothing less, nothing more. So the makhluk, the creation of Allah. Not only insan, even jinnat, not even jinnat, angels, not even angels, all the animals also. These things cannot benefit, cannot harm. They say, if I say snake while sitting over here, what happens? All of us will jump, right? We understand snake is dangerous, isn't it? We'll all jump. But if I say dead snake, then we'll sit comfortably. Why? You understood the dead snake. They say our yaqeen should be such, whether it's dead or alive, we have to bring this in our heart, that snake cannot affect. There's no effect in my heart. The snake cannot benefit, you cannot harm me. The Sahaba Ikram, my dear friends, this effort was made on the heart so much. And so much they took it in. One is the effort made on the heart. That is how much they took in. How much yaqeen they came in their hearts. How much? We give the example of the river Nile. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala sends a letter, addresses the letter to the river Nile, my dear friends. Today, if we have to ask somebody to address a letter to a river, what he'll tell you? You're a pagal, something wrong with you. You're addressing a letter to a river? And even if he does it, and he gives it to somebody to take it or place it in the river, that person will turn and tell you also, you think I'm mad enough to go do that also? But here, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sahaba Ikram understood the river Nile is a creation of Allah. It only flows because Allah ta'ala wills it to flow, not because of certain customs that was there in that time. So Hazrat Umar Ali writes his letter to the river. Hazrat Umar Ali asks Radi Allahu Ta'ala, he takes it and puts it in the river. We all know the story, my dear friends. But the yaqeen of Sahaba Ikram, that makhluk is a creation of Allah. That lion that comes in amongst us, amongst the people of the specific city, and the Sahabi comes to know the lion is there. He goes up to the lion, grabs it by the head and tells it, go from here. If you have to harm somebody, do what you have to do, but otherwise leave. So my dear friends, we also, this yaqeen has to come in our hearts so much, my dear friends. And makhluk cannot do, only Allah does. The effort of dunya has to come out of the heart, my dear friends. The yaqeen of dunya has to come out of the heart, and the yaqeen of akhirat has come in the heart. The dunya is short-lived. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, even if you go more than 100 also, all of us one day have to leave. So the yaqeen of akhirat has to come in our hearts. The kalima la ilaha illallah demands this. The yaqeen of akhirat has to come in our hearts. That one day we have to stand in front of Allah. One day we have to go into the qabr. We have to answer. One day we have to stand in front of Allah. This dunya is short-lived, my dear friends. And the yaqeen of amal has to come into our hearts, and the yaqeen of mal has to come out. That through amal, Sahaba Ikram took from Allah, my dear friends. Through amal, not through mal. Allah gave to Sahaba Ikram through amal. And Allah will give to us also through amal, my dear friends. Many years ago, I had the privilege of spending some time with a jamaat from Bangladesh. And in this jamaat, there was a mufti. So I asked him, I ask questions, too many questions sometimes, for my liking. So I asked him, Mufti Sahib, tell me what you do. So he said, after I finished my 1 year in jamaat, after I became an alim, I went for 1 year, I came back to Markaz in Kakrail. So I made mashra with the elders, what must I do? Where should I go? So they told him, you should go and become an imam of your masjid, where you are staying in that masjid, which is the Markaz masjid, you become the imam there. But under one condition. So what's the condition? He says, no salary for you. You do not take any money from the mutawallis of the masjid. Nothing. So he asked him, how must I live? He said, you take from Allah. He said, you take from Allah. So he, now mashallah, he goes. Now this, I'm telling you what he told me directly. I'm not telling you things I heard from somebody else, but direct from the person who it. So he said, I went, I got married, mashallah, became imam of the masjid, making effort in the day, imamat, madrasa. So how you live? He said, every single nawafil ibadat that I could do, the wife and I used to do it. Every single nawafil ibadat. And that's how Allah Ta'ala took care of me. So I was, alhamdulillah, food, makan, everything Allah Ta'ala took care of me. Then there's a message came that he should become, should teach in the madrasa, in the Darul Uloom, in the maktab, in the markaz. Again, same condition. Do not take any salary, you take from Allah. Then he said they came to his markaz, they came to his masjid to make tashkil for a jamaat to come to South Africa. So in Bangladesh there, they make tashkil in regards to how much of money. So for example, the amount of money is required to come to South Africa is 100,000, whatever the figure is. So they make the tashkil at that. And they wanted an alim for this jamaat. So they make him tashkil. So they said, we want an alim. So when the other ulama stood up and gave the names, but they still continuously asking for alim until he realized that they want me to go in this jamaat. So he said, I stood up and gave my name. In my heart, I know I got no money. How am I going to go? So when they took the jamaat, put them together once and after the tashkil, he told him, see, I got no money. He said, you take from Allah. You take from Allah. So he came to South Africa, mashallah. He was here, he spent, I think, 4 months, the Jamaat was in South Africa. But to such an extent, he's paban with his salah that we were traveling from Pomeroy, I was taking it from Pomeroy to going to Newcastle. Time of Ishraq came while we were on the road. So we stopped the car. I said, "Kya hua?" He said, "I need to make my Ishraq salah." I said, "Shaykh Hazrat?" He said, "No, I have to make my Ishraq salah." So he was taking from Allah, directly from Allah through Nawafil Ibadah. So this is what we have to learn to do also, my dear friends. Take from Allah through amal, not through mal. Allah will give mal. Allah give mal to kuffar also. So if Allah is giving you mal and giving kuffar mal, kya fara, what is the difference? So my dear friends, this is the effort of kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. That is why we come to Shab Ghazari. We go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 days and 40 days, and we do dasht and we sit in ta'lim and we sit ta'lim at home, and 2.5 hours every day is for this. So that we can learn this kalima la ilaha illallah. Make an effort on this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the program will continue inshaAllah ta'ala after Maghrib Salah. Brothers requested inshaAllah to sit in the bayan. And at the end of the bayan inshaAllah tashkil is being made. Should go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, Ramadan is upon us also. Many of us feel we should sit at home and make ibadat. We can do the same thing in the path of Allah. In fact, there's more reward in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Much, much more reward in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So much more. So much more. So we should all try inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,